Heretic by Bernard Cornwall. Read by Tim Pigott-Smith. The road came from the southern hills and crossed the marshes by the sea. It was a bad road. A summer's persistent rain had left it a strip of glutinous mud, but it was the only road that led from the heights of Sangatte to the harbours of Calais and Gravelines. At Nieullay, a hamlet of no distinction whatever, it crossed the River Ham on a stone bridge. The Ham was scarcely worth the title of a river. It was a slow stream that oozed through the thick reeds of the marshlands until it vanished among the coastal mudflats. Nieullay and its stone bridge might have expected to slumber through history, except that the town of Calais lay just 2 miles to the north, and in the summer of 1347 an army of 30,000 Englishmen was laying siege to the port, and their encampment lay thick between the town's formidable walls and the marshes. The road which came from the heights and crossed the Ham at Nieullay was the only route a French relief force might use, and in the height of the summer, when the inhabitants of Calais were close to starvation, Philip of Valois, King of France, brought his army to Sangatte. 20,000 Frenchmen lined the heights, their banners thick in the wind blowing from the sea, yet between them and the enemy were the River Ham and the bridge at Nieullay. The bridge was defended by a stone tower, around which the English had dug trenches. These they had filled with archers and men-at-arms. Beyond that force was the river, then the marshes, and on the higher ground, close to Calais' high wall and its double moat, was a makeshift encampment that stretched as far as the eye could see, where the English army lived.
"We can take the tower, sire."